Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Jazz Fest password of the day is po' boy. Not poor boy, but po' boy, P-O-B-O-Y. It's derived from the word poor boy. And years ago, during the Depression, but when things were really tough, the po' boy sandwich was, it was big. And it was, this was a story I heard. It might not even be true, but it's a great story. It was such a big sandwich that it was a good deal for a poor boy. And so that's how they named it. And then they just shortened it to po' boy.
Your boy took a sabbatical from WWL Radio many years ago and started a food tour company and learned all about the origin of the po' boy.
Yeah.
Benjamin and Clovis Martin were the progenitors of the famous New Orleans sandwich. They were former streetcar drivers. And then they decided to get out of the streetcar driving business, and they opened up a little coffee stand, and they were, you know, selling sandwiches and stuff. And then I think it was 1929, so you're right about the era. All the streetcar drivers went on strike, which was a big deal. You know, it's kind of at the dawn of the automobile era, so the fact that there's no streetcar running, you know, really was very disruptive. And so people were upset at the streetcar drivers, and as former streetcar drivers themselves, Benjamin and Clovis Martin said, oh, we're going to show a little solidarity, and we're going to start giving away sandwiches to the striking streetcar drivers because they're not working. They're not earning any money, but they still need some to eat. So they would take French bread that was kind of on the stale side that they wouldn't sell to their regular paying customers, and then they would just kind of throw whatever they could onto the bread, like bits of things that had fallen off the grill, you know, like roast beef debris.
Like not onto the floor.
No, not onto the floor. Okay. Just, you know, just like bits and pieces of stuff that weren't making it onto the actual sandwiches. And then they would put that on the bread, and then they would give that to the striking streetcar drivers out the back door of the shop. And this word catches on, and all the strikers are like, hey, you can go get a free lunch over at this little coffee stand. And then so the workers in the kitchen started to say, oh, here comes another poor boy asking for their free sandwich. And then poor boy became po' boy, and yada, yada, yada.
Great, great bit of history.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, I was close.
Yeah, you were damn close.
Close, but that's interesting. Interesting background there.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.